808 yeah. Radio Now at 100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel.
It's T-shirt time. T-shirt time.
Look, I know Jersey Shore is over, but it is almost time. T-shirt time. It's almost time for T-shirt time because Mike the Situation Sorrentino joining us right now.
Oh, this will be an adventure.
He has a new reality show out with his family right now called The Sorrentinos. Good morning, Mike. How are you getting along today?
Yes. Hey, what's up?
Hey, not much. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing wonderful this morning. Look, I'm glad you're on the phone right now because Rachel was actually just out of the studio. Had to run down the hallway. I'm out of breath. I need more cardio in my life. If there's anybody that knows about working out, I believe it's a situation. Do you have any fitness tips for me?
You know, cardio is very important, you know, depending on, you know, how long you do it. But your body eventually adapts. It becomes easier and you're able to do better and better every time. So just get it in there. That's all.
The only cardio I know in my life is lifting a honey bun to my mouth, Mike.
You know, of course, America's pretty familiar with you already, but who would you say, aside from yourself, is the biggest character or the biggest handful of all of your family members?
I'd probably give it to my sister. She's definitely a character. I've been watching myself, and I hear some of her remarks that come out of her mouth, and I'm like, wow. I'm like, oh, good for her. But at the same time, my brother Mark, he doesn't waver from who he is, and I'm a big believer in being in yourself, knowing who you are and owning up to it. So I'd have to say my brother Mark and Melissa, you did a great job. And my mom, I mean, come on, she's your mother, you know what I'm saying? So she can do no wrong in your eyes.
It's awesome news about you over the last 24 hours that you entered anger management. How long is that going to last? And I guess really just kind of tell your fans listening what's going on with you right now and what they can expect from Mike over the next couple months.
Yeah. Well, you know what, it's never, you don't want to be congratulated, you know, for getting into anger management, but at the same time, if someone's trying to, you know, better themselves, and, you know, I made a mistake, you know, was my business, I overreacted, and me going sort of through these recovery phases and all these things in life, life isn't easy, and I have to do, I believe almost about 8 anger management classes within 12 weeks, so it comes from about 1 class a week, at least an hour session, yeah.
Well, good for you for, you know, at least, you know, working to get a hold on that, because I'm, you know, if people are not familiar, the instance that I believe you're talking about is whenever you got into that altercation with your brother, right? And how are you guys doing now?
I mean, we're fine. I mean, if I was being very candid, I mean, it's almost like you've lived with your family your whole life, and if you have brothers and sisters, this is not the first time you argued with them or really fought with them. You know, it happens all the time. And Italians are very passionate. You know, one minute we're, you know, arguing and yelling, and next minute we're hugging and kissing. We're at, the, you know, Sunday dinner. So, I mean, it really comes down to life is not cookie cutter. Life is not perfect. No one is perfect. But I try to be the best person I can be. And, of course, through life you're going to make some mistakes. But the best thing about it is you have to own up to those mistakes and say, hey, you know what, I was wrong, but I'm trying to fix it.
Mike, the Situation Sorrentino with us, of course, from Jersey Shore fame, has a new show with his family out now, the Sorrentinos. Here's the last question I have for you. Of course, J-Wow has a baby on the way. Snooki has another baby on the way. She already has one child. Mike, when are there going to be little situations running around?
You know what, you really... You never really can predict the timing of something like that. I am in a serious relationship. I would like to have some kids by 35, which is another couple of years. I'd like to be engaged before then, obviously. You know, I would love to have a family. That's obviously, I'm sure, hopefully every man's, you know, dream to have a family and kids one day. And 2 dogs, but
right.
You know, when it comes.
Thank you so much for the time. See him every Tuesday on the Sorrentinos. And if you're in studio, we'd be smashing some protein shakes together right now. Mike, best of luck with everything. We appreciate the time.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio 900.9.